Now it's time to awake from your dream by changing your reality to accommodate the 15th secret. The 15th secret is about unity. As a young man, I was driven to reach as far as I could, but over time, I began to grasp that unity is not an achievement one can set for oneself in the way one can set winning a game or finding the perfect wife or rising to the top of a profession. Unity is more like music. Bach might visit a kindergarten class and inspire the children with hope that they can all be like him. In reality, few children will ever grow up with Bach's genius for music. But they don't have to. Music is a glorious pursuit on its own, comparing yourself to no one. Every moment of music brings delight on its own. Spirituality can bring delight at every moment, or at least every day, if it is pursued with the four things in mind that Vasishtha taught. Let's review them again, this time as they might be applied to our own lives. 1. Contentment. Look for a moment of contentment every day. You have a right to it because in the cosmic design, you are safe and cared for. Be content not with your lot in life, but with being here in the flow of life. The glories of creation are in your very cells. You are made of the same mind stuff as the angels, the stars, and God Himself. 2. Inquiry. Don't let a day go by without asking who you are. Understanding is a skill, and like all skills, it must be coaxed into existence. To understand who you are means returning again and again to the question, who am I? It may take thousands of days to know who you are. It takes only one day to quit asking. Don't let today be that day. 3. Self-awareness. Never forget that you are not in the world. The world is in you. Creation is set up to bring you constant hints and clues about your role as a co-creator. Be aware of them. Absorb them. Your soul is metabolizing the experience as surely as your body is metabolizing food. 4. Strength. No one will ever be able to say that walking the spiritual path is the easiest thing in the world or the hardest. Use your strength to meet whatever is coming your way. Be as committed and passionate about spirituality as you can be. Strength is the foundation for passion, and you were designed to survive and thrive no matter how life unfolds. Be strong today in that knowledge. At a certain point, life has no more secrets to reveal. You live as if there is one reality. The fear born of duality is gone, replaced by an unshakable contentment. Awareness has become fully aware of itself. When we reach this stage of freedom, life starts over, which is why enlightenment is rightly called a second birth. Growing up in India, I never met an enlightened person. My family was deeply religious, particularly on my mother's side. But when I was born, the whole country was caught up in the turmoil of a political birth as the English decamped overnight and left us to suffer our birth pangs alone. These were terrible times. Rioting and wholesale killing raged unchecked, as religious intolerance led to violence throughout North India. When Mahatma Gandhi was assassinated by a religious fanatic on January 30, 1948, the killer claimed another victim, a thread. The traditional costume of the Brahmin caste included a double thread worn over the shoulder. There were many evils in the caste system, but in my mind, the double thread symbolized a deep truth, that enlightenment was possible. Until modern times, everyone in India knew that the double thread was the promise of a second birth. It stood for a legacy going back before memory began. Today, enlightenment is no longer the goal of life, not even in India. The most that any teacher can do is to open the door again. He can answer three questions in the age-old way. Who am I? You are the totality of the universe, acting through a human nervous system. Where did I come from? You came from a source that was never born and will never die. Why am I here? to create the world in every moment. To gain this knowledge for oneself is like being pushed through the birth canal again. You may utter a cry of surprise and perhaps of shock and pain at finding yourself in an unknown world. Once you accept the second birth, you continue to have thoughts and feelings, but now they are soft impulses against a background of silent awareness, faint ripples that rise and fall without disturbing the ocean of being. The second birth comes from looking at life as it already is, seeing it from the still point inside. To the degree that anyone does that, they are enlightened. The universe goes to the still point in order to create time and space. You go there to fetch a word or the memory of a face or the scent of a rose. At this very moment, the world is blossoming into its infinite variety before falling silent in amazement at the miracle it has just achieved.